Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Whew. Holy cow, folks. I'm going to get into this cancel culture because I think I know why. And when I told my wife, who's my producer, like, you know, like my thoughts, I'm like, what do you think about this? Everyone asked me. And she's like, a light bulb went off in her head, and she was just like, ding, 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 ding. Like, wow. But, you know, you got Keith Olbermann, who's come out, you know, he used to do sports. Now he's retarded, and he's come out that Texas should not get the coronavirus. And, you know, all these people are saying that no one, these states should not get help, that because they're standing up and saying, we're not going to wear masks, we're not going to close our restaurants, we're not going to have millions of people lose their livelihoods and their jobs and their businesses and their careers, and they're tired of it, and they don't, how dare, you know, I would love to have, like, a governor of Texas and one of them say, yes, the blood's on my hands for all the people who died from the seasonal flu last year and the year before that, and every year that, you know, everyone's bitching that if you want to learn to live with the coronavirus, then you're crapping on anyone that's died from it. So I guess the blood's on my hands because I choose to live my life around all the people that have AIDS or flu or hepatitis C or B or any of that. A bipartisan group of senators has moved to strip China Joe of his war powers. You don't have to take... I remember like when Trump was we need to make sure he can't use nuclear... Trump is like the most anti-war president. He's probably someone that would have been at the Vietnam rallies, like, you know, with the peace sign. Like, he's going to get us in the wars. Trump got us out of more wars and more troops home than anybody. Unreleased federal report concludes that no evidence that free speech online causes hate crimes. Come down to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. You're going to be in for a big surprise. Well, what's the surprise? That can mean that anything. But to the liberals, oh, that meant that you were going to storm the White House and, you know, whatever the case may be. I would just want to go in there. Hey, with my tax dollars, I want to know what's going on in there. Joe Biden to Texas, Mississippi, and now Alabama, lifting face mask mandates is Neanderthal thinking. Like, how dare you? Well, I look at it like this. If you want to stay home and locked in your basement, you do it. You live your life. Okay? 2017, Kamala Harris celebrates Dr. Seuss's birthday. Michelle Obama reads from Dr. Seuss, and all of a sudden they make like $1.9 billion off of it, or $1.7 billion Hollywood does off of Dr. Now they want them canceled. Well, they're trying to go, I guess Twitter and TikTok are trying to cancel Eminem. Maybe that will wake them up. Hey, here's a anti-Trump lefter who's being canceled. I'll tell you why I think they're canceling stuff. An exclusive with Mike Pompeo, where he, and I have to agree, we wanted Trump because tired of the politics as usual bullcrap. That's going to, okay, sorry. Part of the industrial military complex. You know, I remember when Mad TV had that thing, you know, the IRAC. Steve Jobs introduces the IRAC. Is it, doesn't seem, I guarantee you it's stable. When they bash the wars. Now what's Biden doing? Getting back into wars. And I don't see anyone criticizing that. If it was Trump getting into that, if Trump had done what Biden just did with the bombing or whatever, Syria, they'd be all over that. Nope. Biden backs lowering the income cutoff for stimulus checks from $100,000 to $80,000. Lots of people are going to be out. China Joe's approval rating plummets to 50%. I can't believe it's that high. I really can't. I really can't. It's 50%. I want to interview these 50%. What has he done right? Trump got us out of wars, and he's starting wars again. The National Guard is getting massively sick and ill. I guess they found, like, metal shards in the food from one report, whether it's true or not. But they've had, like, undercooked food. I mean, they're getting treated like crap, but what do you expect from people that don't support the troops? On February 28th, they had the Golden Globes. Last year, I think it was like $19 million they had in 2019. They had $18.3 million in 2020. This year, the Golden Globes were down 64% totally, and I think 68% decline from the year before at like 6.9 million people. No one's watching it. People are tired of this. We get it, Hollywood. You hate Trump. You hate America. You hate our citizens. You hate the troops. You want illegals to have benefits we can't get. We get it. Shut up already. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Don't forget Luke 6:38. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day evening or whenever you're listening to this program. Thank you so much for tuning in. I got so much going on. I want to get into sorry, folks. It's amazing how, like, because all these states don't want to are dropping the mask mandates and stuff, that, like, people like Keith Urban, like, they should not be getting the Texas should not get the coronavirus vaccine. All these people are like, well, almost like you should have the coronavirus. You should be forced to get it. You're not going to be able to get into a plane or do anything. Will you be able to go into a movie theater? Will you be able to go here? What will you not be able to do if you don't? Will you be able to go grocery shopping if you don't get the vaccine? But then again, pardon me. Oh, yeah, that's right. Millions and millions of migrants are coming here from other countries. Who knows what vaccines they've had, what they're immune to, what they're going to bring here. You know, I try to enter the country from, like, Paris on a plane, legally. And they're asking me questions like, well, how long were you in Paris? What was your business in Paris? Why were you there? Excuse me, monsieur? And they're trying to ask me legit questions. Well, why am I going to Paris? You know, and meanwhile, millions of people are crossing the border illegally. Who knows that they're drug traffickers? Who knows that they're human traffickers? What vaccines they've had? What stuff they can bring here? What stuff? What illnesses that we have eliminated that they haven't? Are any of them terrorists crossing the border to try to get in here to bomb a building and do terrorism? Texas shouldn't get the vaccine. Remember that United States Marine Corps hospital head doctor that they showed him getting the vaccine with Biden clapping and all this, and you could tell there was nothing in the needle. The plunger was all the way down, and then they got so much backlash that they, well, behind closed doors, we gave him a second vaccine. There were so many people in the beginning, it was blatantly obvious that when they claimed they were giving them the vaccine, they were not putting anything in them. It was nothing, and sometimes it looked like they didn't even put the needle in them at all. And then half of the politicians that supposedly got it, they did it in a way that you couldn't see if they were actually getting a shot, and it could have been saline in the needle, even if they put something. I mean, even if you saw them get the shot, who knows what was in it? It could have just been saline. But there was a bipartisan group. I'm going to get into this. This is where is it? And there's a bipartisan group of senators trying to strip China Joe of his war powers. It's just hilarious. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But, I mean, the dude's kind of senile, so he's not all there. So it's just one of those things that, you know, like the whole time, the last 4 years, it was, Trump's going to kill us all. He's going to get us in all these wars. And nope. Trump is like the most anti-war person we've ever had. But guess what, folks? Guess what? Biden already's trying to get us back in because he's in bed with the military complex. The industrial military complex is companies that make billions of dollars every year off of things they make for the military. And, you know, and this, hey, if they're not fighting, we can't be doing this stuff. And he has kickbacks. People donated billions to get him to steal the election to get him in. And there you go. Now he's got to pay him back. That's why, you know, we can't keep producing X, Y, and Z. I mean, how many of the MREs, the meal ready to eat, would they need if they weren't actually in combat? They would need a lot less. They would need a lot less flameless ration heaters. All kinds of stuff they would need less of. And it's kind of cool to see bipartisan, and I've heard there's a bipartisan group of people trying to, that they've got enough to where they're going to try to impeach Nancy Pelosi. Todd Young of Indiana has led a thing with Tim Kaine of Virginia to introduce legislation Wednesday that would strip Biden of his war powers. To think that Tim Kaine and Todd Young are coming together, that's pretty incredible. But then there are some Democrats who don't want to be at war and like, hey, what are we doing? Why is he getting us back into war? Why is he doing this? He's not all there. And they're doing it legitimately. They're not like going to the military and saying, like they tried to do with Trump, Nancy Pelosi, going to like the Defense Department saying, trying to get them to not allow Trump to use a nuclear missile. But you got Mike Lee, you got Tammy Duckworth, you got Democrats and Republicans, Chuck Grassley. You got Chris Coons. So this is not, and it's some very left people and very right people. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because Tim Kaine is saying that, you know, these bombings that they did, they really haven't come out and said, hey, this is specifically what's going on. Biden's not, that's the problem. Biden is not all there, and he can't sit there and, tonight we bombed Syria. They did this and this, and he can't come out cognitively where, you know, he's not there. I mean, think about it. We haven't had the State of the Union address yet. Why aren't they doing a State of the Union? Answer me that one question. Why is there no state? The State of the Union should have already happened. And I would love to see how they would roll. We're going to pre-tape it for COVID safety. That's what I can, but they haven't done one. It just makes you wonder, like, what's going on? I mean, a new poll has Joe Biden's approval rating at 50%. I don't even know how anyone can, I mean, he's not there. Just look at the basics. He did bombing. He hasn't come out and said, hey, this is what we did. We had coordinated attacks with France and England on this, or it was U.S. alone. This is what we did. This is why we did it. Next Y and Z. He hasn't done that. And there's not many people in the media going, why did we do this? Why, you know, this anti-war left isn't questioning why he's bombing again, why he's going, trying to get us back into wars. I don't know how I don't know how anyone can support this man. I don't know how. When the gas price was going up before this global warming blizzard, they were like, oh, well, you know, it's because of that blizzard. Yeah, because when all the wind turbines stopped and all this stuff, and yeah, those wind turbines were not as eco-friendly and everything as they make them out to be. Trust me, we have them here, and they're like, they've used like 10 years worth of maintenance cost. They anticipated using in the 2 years or something that they've, I think it was 2 years, they've exceeded the maintenance cost that they expected in like 10. In the 2 years, they allotted this much money for 10 years of maintenance cost, and they've already used it up in two. But then I know people that work on those wind turbines, they get paid like 20 some plus bucks an hour. Their union, they get, you know, so. But it's unreal that anyone can support this man. That's why Trump is so popular, because he's not a politician. We're tired of, I don't want to see my nieces and nephews screwed. I don't want my wife screwed. But guess what, folks? There are some people that actually trust this government. I don't. We might get a stimulus. I'm not home. The same people that are trying to keep us masked up and locked down, I'm not waiting on them to give me money. For me, it's not when the dollar will collapse and become worthless. Yeah, it is. It's when. It's not if it will happen. It's when it will happen. We're $30 trillion in debt, and no one is ringing the alarm. I guarantee if it was Trump, they'd be going, ding, look at this. I mean, but then again, I had people when the Republican was president, they were, the national debt is huge. But when Obama was president, well, it really doesn't, I mean, you could have $100 trillion, and it won't matter. Just remember, you used to be able to get 5 Arby's roast beef sandwiches for $5. 5 for $5. Now they're $10 for 5. And you're probably getting a quarter of the meat you used to. I can't eat the bread, and my wife got me just a basic one, and they're like 4 shavings. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because I don't know how it was up there, because they didn't have the potato cakes up there. And I'm like, here, if you get like a beef and cheddar, they have like a regular, like the classic. They have one that's like a quarter pound that you can choose the amount of meat you want in it. And I'm like, I just want the one with the most amount of meat, ma'am, because I can't have the bread. But this should not be a shock to any of you. Unreleased federal report concludes that no evidence that free speech causes hate crimes. You know, they act like because we speak our minds that like Trump's rhetoric is causing, no. it's called, no, what's causing all this stuff is people, it's kind of like you do, it's kind of like you run a red light and get pulled over and get a speeding ticket, and, you know, and all kinds of stuff, and you get a ticket for running a red light and all this stuff, and you see other people, you see celebrities do it, and they get away with it, and they don't fine them, they don't ticket them, they don't do nothing. When you see people doing stuff that would throw you in federal prison, but you can't do it, I mean, some of the stuff these politicians do, I'd be in prison for, you want me to list every single solitary thing? Tax evasion. Look at Al Sharpton. He it was millions in taxes. Stocks. Insider trading. Yeah, you can't do that. Well, I guess if a politician can. I guess you can get a billions of dollars in stock in Tesla and then propose a bill that gets passed to where every car has to be made by Tesla. See, guns don't kill people. Prove me wrong. And if you say guns kill people, then I'll put a gun on, I'll put 10 guns on the table, because that's guns. And don't touch them and see what they do. It's the people that kill. Because if you're a true, honest, sane person, you're not going to kill anyone with a gun, because you're smart enough to know that, okay, I'm not going to use it until, okay, a guy's coming into my house, he's got a knife, and he's trying to stab me, I've got to defend myself. I can't get my gun, so let me get my bear mace out. Let me get, you know, how do I stop him? If I have my gun, hopefully it doesn't come to me having to use it, but if it all else fails and I have nothing else, okay, I guess I have to use it and I have to protect myself. But I'm going to get into this because I want to move on into because there's this, all these celebrities that were endorsing and Hollywood's making $1.7 billion off of Dr. Seuss stuff and all this stuff, and all of a sudden there's 6 books they're not going to publish, and they're racist and all this stuff, and this cancel culture with everything, and this cancel culture is going too far. They're trying to get rid of Eminem, and on Twitter and TikTok, they're trying to cancel him, saying he's offensive. They got rid of the Washington Redskins. They got rid of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben. They're trying to cancel everything, and it's just, and I can understand, see, but I can't understand. I mean, if it had actual racial stuff in it, that's one thing. But then you understand, you can have an author that writes about the time she grew up in when there was segregation. And I'm offended because it talks about whites and blacks using separate bathrooms. Ma'am, this lady grew up in the 50s when whites had a separate bathroom from the blacks. They had separate schools. They had separate drinking fountains. If this was a white-only restaurant, a black person couldn't go there. Yeah, that was real. Oh, yeah, that was real back in the day. We don't condone it now. Now, I don't care who you are. If I had a restaurant, I can tell you right now, if I had a restaurant, I wouldn't care who you are. If you come into my restaurant and you sat down, you could have a meal at no cost, no issue. No, there's a guy, he's near Washington, D.C. He's Indian. He's from India. And he came here. He was a taxi driver, and he owns a restaurant now. And any homeless person can come in and eat for free. No questions asked. You don't have to say a word. You don't have to be ashamed. There's no dignity issues. You come in there, anything on the menu, you can eat. And now one of the guys was such a regular that he felt like he obligated to help the guy back because he kept giving him free food. So he started working there. Now he's a cook. But But you come into my place, you would have something to eat if I had a place. I wouldn't question it. Okay, what do you want to drink? Anything. You want water? You want tea, coffee? Like Ronald Davis said in Chicago, it's kind of humiliating when you're out there shaking a cup. And these people come by saying, get a job, bum. He goes, wait a minute, I'm not a bum. I'm a human being. And they are. Be nice to people, folks. You never know what someone's going through. You never know. But you have these people that grew up in an era when there was slavery. And they write about it because it's real life stories. I'm offended because it talks about, well, okay, let me see here. They want to get rid of everything. They have this erase culture, cancel culture, get rid of Eminem, get rid of Mr. Clean, get rid of Mr. Potato Head, get rid of this. You want to know why? This is why I truly believe we have a massive cancel culture. Think of the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, aka North Korea. Who invented the hamburger? That was Kim Il-sung, the dear leader, of course. Who did this? Who came up with the car? That's what they're going to do. Who is responsible for the assembly line? Not Henry Ford. Nope. The dear leader is responsible. Who founded America? The dear leader. That's who. You need a glaucoma? Okay, we're going to have people from Australia come here, and they're going to do eye surgeries on people, and they're going to do medical treatments on people that need it. And when you're done, you're going to get up, you're going to go to that photo of the dear leader, you're going to bow down and praise the dear leader. They've erased all the history, so you don't know anything about your past. You don't know anything. You don't know what happened in the past, what kind of country we had. You didn't know that we were free, that we had inalienable rights granted by God. Yeah, you were able to carry a gun to protect yourself from ever controlling government. You had the freedoms. Nope, you're going to have a government haircut that women are going to have like 4 styles that you can choose from, 5-6 styles. Men are going to have 3 or 4, and those are the only haircuts that are approved. You're going to have government uniform. You're only going to know what the government, the only thing you're going to remember is what the government tells you. They've canceled everything, so good luck. Who invented the light bulb? That was the dear leader. How do we have electricity? It's the dear leader. My mom had a heart attack, but she lived. Well, thank the dear leader. Not thank God. Thank the dear leader. I truly believe they want to cancel culture everything so that they can have... They bring in a dear leader. He's responsible for everything. Can you walk? Thank the dear leader. You got shoes? Wow, who invented the shoe? That was the dear leader. Look at that apple tree. Who made that? The dear leader made it possible. You know, when I was a kid, I watched Sesame Street. I didn't think, it's not a kid that's 5 years old that's wondering if Bert and Ernie are gay. It's an adult that's saying, I'm offended that Mr. Potato Head, I'm assuming they don't have Mrs. Potato Head anymore. But for it's not a six-year-old that's offended by a gendered potato. We grew up when we were kids. I'm glad I grew up when being a kid was a kid. Now you're growing up in kindergarten and you're reading books about, well, Susie doesn't feel the way like he looks. Folks, my wife can look down and tell if she's a man or a woman. my nieces and nephews can look down and talk. They don't need. I'm grateful I can look between my legs and know if I'm a man or a woman. I'm grateful. That was about just a little over, a little under, about 28 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, but I'm grateful. I mean, when we were kids, we played. We didn't worry about, I'm glad my mom never would have worried about, well, can he watch Sesame Street? Is Bert and Ernie gay? We never looked at TV as teaching us anything. Well, actually, it taught us a couple things. We watched Tom and Jerry. We saw them literally get blown to bits 50 times in every cartoon, and they came back. See, we could watch MacGyver today and not go, MacGyver. Neat. Today, they would have to have a warning label in front of that. Warning, do not try any of the experiments or stunts as seen on the MacGyver TV show. Because kids would actually try that stuff. Okay, let me get a battery charger, some quarters. Let's see if I can make a MIG welder out of it. Let's see if it works. And you'd have someone that would die. I still remember when that dude, like, covered himself in steaks and grilled himself, like, and they replicated Jackass and severely burned. And, like, don't send in videos. I mean, some of those people in Jackass are permanently hurt. Johnny Knoxville has a catheter bag. It's sad. But we didn't think like people do today, and it's these adults that are doing it. It's not like six-year-old kids that are questioning this stuff. It's not a six-year-old questioning if Bert and Ernie are gay. It's not a six-year-old questioning if, this transgender crap. I mean, kids can't even sit through, because Sesame Street used to be an hour when I watched it. Now it's like 30 minutes because people, they can't sit still through it. It's sad. It really is. I'm glad I grew up before. Folks, we're going to have to change the name to, there's, because you can't say airplane anymore because that offends people who, because if you're, because if you can breathe, then you're privileged. And saying the term airplane offends people who may have COPD, so we can't call them airplanes anymore that you fly in. They will be jet planes. All of them. And you'll call the personal jet plane if you're referring to like one like a average citizen would have, like to fly around or a crop dust or something like that, because you can't say the airplane because that offends people that can't breathe. It's ridiculous. I grew up when no one cared. I mean, I forget what it was about it, but I remember they did a thing. They showed college kids the Steve Martin's skit King Tut that he did on SNL, and they were living like, how could that have been on TV? How could they air that? How did they allow that? I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? We weren't offended by everything. Like, how dare you put clothes by gender? Like, in California, they passed a law recently where they cannot have displays that, so if you have, like, Barbie doll section it can't be distinguishable from the section that has the monster trucks. Are you kidding me? Are you going to have a gender-neutral Barbie and call it Barb? Hey, I'm Barb. It's gender-neutral. Remember SNL when they had the skit? It's Pat. They did the movie It's Pat, and that guy Pat that you couldn't tell if he was a man or a woman. And there's, that's just what we're living in. There's two genders, male and female. Now, if you want to dress in chicks, because I know a lot of chicks that got guys' jeans because they fit better and, you know, you can get different lengths. But if you want to dress up like a girl, go to the women's section. What's a women's section? Oh, yeah, that's right. They took down the distinction. So now when you go into a store, they can't have the distinction between men's clothes and women's clothes. It just drives you nuts. It's sad that people support this crap. I remember one time I was commenting, and I'm like, and I was thinking about, I was at the mall one day, and they had them as at the Keystone Mall in Indianapolis. It's like a high-end mall. And they had these people that were walking around. Like, I could walk around that mall just because it's so beautiful. I mean, half the stores in there, you can't even begin to afford to shop. Because I took my wife there, and we went into this Restoration Hardware. And my wife sat in these. I want these. I'm like, okay, look at the price tag. They're each. And it was like 15 grand for it. And she jumped out of that chair faster than... faster than if that chair was a 500 degree and burning her butt. She jumped, she ran out. I'm like, yep, I told you. But they walked around this mall. I'm like, mall walkers. Those people that like exercise, like in the wintertime, they walk around the mall for their exercise when the summer when it's really hot. I said, mall walkers. They don't shop, they don't work. They're just there. They're mall rats. And I was thinking of that movie, and one of my buddies pissed his pants when I put that comment up. He's like, that movie's hilarious. And they had the scene where they had like those images where 3D, where like when you stare at them a long time and you go back slowly and you're supposed to see some 3D image, and it's like it's a sailboat, and the kid's like, and the kid's like, huh, look, it's a schooner. And the guy's like, it's not a schooner, dummy. It's a sailboat. And this schooner is a sailboat. You know what? And he's going off about the Easter Bunny. Like the guy in the costume. He's not real. Well, how many kids are going to go see a guy in a Easter Bunny costume and think it's real? But today, kids would be like, oh, yeah, it's real. They'd believe it, you know. They believe that. Like, I mean, I get this Santa, because, you know, Santa's a human, but, like, do you really think that guy in a costume at the mall is the one that's running around? I don't know. I'm just waiting for like that to be like the next thing, like, yeah, the Easter Bunny at the mall, why is he all white? That's kind of racist, you know? I said this in a video I posted yesterday, if anyone can help me. What happens if I was ever to be offended, what happens the next day? I want to know what happens. Does your blood pressure go up? Do you have nerve issues? Do you gain weight? Do you throw up? Do you have a migraine? What do you do? I've never been offended, so I don't know what happens the day after you're offended. I would assume nothing. I'd assume you'd grow a pair. I just don't. It's like they get like a kick out of it. Like let's just see how far I can take saying something is offensive. I don't get it. I don't know. I mean, do they not have anything else to do? Because, like, this COVID thing is backfiring. Because people are like, yeah, we're lifting the mandates. We're not done. We're not locking down. We're getting back. We got too many businesses that are gonna go under. We gotta keep going. You know, is that the real issue here? Well, we gotta do something because we're not buying this mask thing. We're not buying this COVID crap. We're not. I mean, the very people that are locking you down are the ones that are gonna be, I will give you the stimulus check. No, why don't you just let us go back to work? The people that need the work. I think these stimulus bills are just an excuse for them to hand out money to pay to give kick me help to make sure I won the election. Here you go. Congratulations. So, I really truly believe that, because when you have, what was it, I think in the last like 12 months total, they're at like 8% of the, I think it's 38% in the last 12 months of every dollar that's ever been printed in the history of the U.S. Mark my words, folks. It's not if the dollar will collapse, but when. Be prepared. Because it won't be pretty. You'll be taking 3 or 4 years when you see people stabbing and killing each other over $1,000, $10,000 loaf of bread. Because if you don't know what hyperinflation happened in Germany, happened in Venezuela, where you have a loaf of bread starts off at a dollar today. It's $20 by the end of the day. Come tomorrow, it's $40. Then it's $200 at the end of the day. And in a week, it's $20,000 for a loaf of bread. And people are just taking and robbing and stealing, doing whatever. That's where we're at, folks. Oh, yeah, this program also, I'm going to give a shout-out to Mel's Crochet. My wife, she does hand-knit bags. She crochets bags and stuff. It's amazing. So check it out. She does amazing work. If you don't see something, if you see something you like, well, I kind of like this, but, you know, my wife does solid colors, all different. She's just amazing. So check it out. Where are we at, folks? I mean, I guess that's my whole point of this program tonight. And thank you so much for tuning in all around the world. This is, because what I'm talking about is also going to move in when I get into, in a couple minutes, I'm going to get into the Premier League and stuff, and Manchester United. But, like, the National Guard, they're having substandard food. I guess it's not being prepared properly. People are getting sick. I've heard stories. I read an article where there were, like, shards of metal in the food. They don't... What do you expect when you have a government that doesn't support their troops, having them to protect? You know, if they won the election fair and square, they wouldn't need a fence and a wall only people that need fences, and Trump didn't need a fence and a wall. He has had the little bit that was already there. Nope. Nope. They need a fence and walls and guards and everything, because they know there's millions of people that know that that election was stolen and rigged. It's just sad. We're going back to the same old crap. I'm wondering what Biden's going to do to, because he has to get rid of all the stuff Trump did to help the vets and the VA to make it better for him. So he's going to have to do something to make the waits longer at the VA again. And, you know, it's just how it is. It's just how it is. But we finally got someone in there that was different, that did his own thing. And now we're going back to the same one. And what's crazy, see, the left should be like, wait a minute, they want to get rid of Eminem? He's anti-Trump. He's, wait a minute, why are they trying to cancel him? They need to think about stuff like this. Wait a minute, we're not for wars? Well, he can't make a sentence. He can't cognitively think. That's why there's no State of the Union. I mean, that bell's got to be going off in your heads going, where's the State of the Union address? Why aren't they having one? Why hasn't he come out and said, hey, this is why we bombed Syria. This is why we did this. They're trying to have him in front of the camera as little as possible because he ain't making any sense. When you the Huston annual and we then, why am I here? I don't know anything. I mean, there's like five videos where he's like, what am I signing? What is this? What am I signing? I don't know. And they're just like, just sign it. Just sign it. He's signing all these. And I guarantee you, these executive orders were just, this was probably 4 months before the election. They had him all ready up. Okay, this is what he's going to be. And he has no idea what he's doing. This is even better because he won't know what he's signing. We'll just have him sign it. He won't be, he's so gone, he won't question any of these. We'll just sit there and sign his name away. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League news, and what an embarrassing game. I mean, something's got to change. We need a director of football, first and foremost. Ollie ain't going anywhere. We need to get a director of football in there. The game was abysmal. It was bloody shite, I'll tell you. It was bad. It was abysmal. I mean, when your man of the match is the goalkeeper, that says something. When your man of the match is the goalkeeper.
Right at the front of the entrance.
It is sad. It is sad. It was 51%, but Dean Henderson was the man of the match. When your goalkeeper's man of the match, you're not going to win too many football games, folks. But I want to thank you, Ollie, for being the manager you're being, but you need to at some point say, okay, yeah, Michael Carrick and stuff, yeah, I love you, but we need to dominate. We need to win. I mean, if I was picking a team and I was a football team and I was the coach and my wife wasn't that adept at playing, I would Yeah, she played for Manchester United. She's okay, but I want to get some people in there that have coached with Real Madrid or Barcelona that have some really good experience, because you could take Larry Bird. He could be the best NBA player in the world, but put him as a coach, and he might not be able to coach a team. Michael Jordan might be the greatest basketball player in the world, but put him as the manager. He may be great. He might not be. And all he needs to get some people under him that can help him, because they can't. When you have a goalie being the player of the game, second draw, Man City's won the title.
I don't think that's gonna happen until he gets the owners back.
And I think he's. And I think that's what he's. I've said we need to get a director of football in there. I don't think he wanted Donny van de Beek at all. He wanted Jadon Sancho. When he didn't get the player he wanted, he's like, well, I'm not going to play this guy. This is not my player. That's your player, Ed Woodward, not mine. I didn't want him. You wanted him, so bye-bye. I'm not going to plan to tee you off. I honestly think that's what he's doing. Donny van de Beek is phenomenal. Why isn't he playing him? I think, honestly, because it was not a player he wanted. And they just kind of, we're not going to get you the player we want. We're going to get you someone else. Even though he's good, we're not going to get you the player you want. So, this is going to be your player, not mine. I'm going to have fun. I'm not going to play him. I'm going to piss you off. Because it was, there's no chance. Fred is a player that is. Oh, we still got a long way to go.
You don't know what could happen.
Well, City would have to do 6 games.
Could they?
No, not the way they're playing now. But yeah, you never know. Manchester United just needs to get their butts in the gear, and Ollie, I really do. I think he needs to use those by him. And Party United, he needs to say, hey, I need to get people to back me that know, that have managed, that know, and say, okay, why, and help guide him. And say, you're a decent manager, but we'll help make you better. If I want to have, if I'm doing something, I want to have people that encourage me and lift me up and say, this is what you need to do, this is what we need to do. Okay, great. Let's do this. And it's just abysmal. And, get a top-rated manager in there. Okay, get Zinedine Zidane in there. Go right ahead. Get him in there. He's going to struggle just like Ollie. He may be better, but he's not going to get the players he wants. He's not going to get backed. He's not going to have – that's why – if they ever were to have to get rid of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, which I don't want that. I want to see someone come in here that demands a director of football. If I take this job, I want to have an open-ended contract that me taking this job, I'm bringing a director of football with me. Or something. Because it's just ridiculous. Fred basically he's that player that he gives his heart and soul and everything, but in the end, he can't pass with crap. He gives the ball up. He's not a top four. A bench player at the last minute is, and we paid $50 million for him. There are championship players that are as good as him that don't cost $50 million. I think I expected more from him, but he just never – he's like any player. They're seeds. You plant them. Sometimes you get good. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you spend money. Man, this guy looks – and everyone's – and you end up getting the player because they stink. And then sometimes you find a diamond in the rough. I'm like, man, this guy, where'd you find this guy? I don't know, but he's dominating. Just because you get Jaden Sancho, doesn't mean he's going to turn. He may flop. He may be like in those story where he has an ankle injury and he's never the same. I mean, that's why I tell you, watch those goal compilations in those story. Meanwhile, he is my favorite player of all time. He was incredible. I mean, he had tapped the ball right over the goalie, bang, 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 right in. Incredible, the stuff he did. But I mean, I honestly think until we get a director of football, we're a great club in name only. You know, other clubs, okay, yeah, you got second place, sorry, you're canned. Nope, if you get fourth place, like if you start out, if you get like fifth place and you're in Europa League, then we'll spend just enough to hopefully be able to get you to where you can get them into the, all they want is like top four. That's all that, I mean, I swear the owners are satisfied with top four. And that's not good enough. We need contending for championship. And he got second place. But, I mean, if you go back to the 90s, I don't think this team would even be close to fourth place. I really don't. I think if we went back and this team was in the era when Arsenal had Arsène Wenger and Thierry Henry was on the pitch, and you had Liverpool, I don't think we would be in the top four even. Steven Gerrard and stuff. No, I don't think. I don't know. That was more recent, but still, I mean, you know, like when you had, I think we're second, but a lot of the, I think if other teams were, I don't think we're as good as, I think we're a second place. I think we're like a fourth place team in a normal year, but somehow we're managing second place. Because half of the games, we squeak away with a goal at the last minute and get 3 points. So, I don't know. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. We hope you do. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.